Misfits Audio presents Hogan's Heroes, the musical. Michael Liebman as Colonel Hogan. Doug Barbieri as Corporal Newkirk. Jeremy Cork as Colonel Klink. Jules Ismael as Staff Sergeant Kinchlow. And Aberson Aries as Sergeant Schultz and LeBeau.
Waiting around for in these ruddy tunnels anyway.
The news from Paris, mon ami. The underground is due to check in. I hope it is Lyra.
Hello, two meerkats, Goldilocks. Goldilocks?
Bonjour, Belfield.
LeBeau, can we keep this in English, please?
Sorry, Colonel.
Look, Vera, you said there was something important down in France. Care to fill us in?
My pleasure, Colonel Hogan. We have received word of a new sort of plane, of the utmost secrecy, of which it will be transported to a nearby airfield.
How can we help? Or have you forgotten we're in a prisoner of war camp in Germany?
It's not like we haven't gone off to Paris before, Colonel.
This time there is no need. The plane's route goes past Hammelburg, only a few miles from Stalag 13.
Perfect. What's the schedule?
Tomorrow. 9 in the evening. I will have more details soon.
That doesn't give us much time, Colonel. How are we going to explain why several of us went missing during roll call?
Newkirk, remember your idea of holding a dance competition in the recreation hall?
Of course. Clank put a stop for that.
I wouldn't be so sure.
Why do we not go to Paris and blow up the plane there? We could make it a holiday, huh?
Not homesick, are we? Of course, with the German occupation, it's probably different from how it was.
I try to remember it before the Krauts marched in.
What was it like?
The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxi cabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember. En revoyant les vieux taxis, mon cœur s'emplit d'émoi. Je me souviens de mes amis Jeanne et sa jolie voix. The last time
I saw Paris. Her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll
What is Clink listening to?
The George and Gracie show. He will not admit to it, but is very fond of your American radio.
Who would have thought it? I'd better go in while he's in a good mood.
Colonel Clink?
How many times have I told you never to interrupt while...
Because I'm cooking hard-boiled eggs and fried chicken...
Clink?
What is it you want?
It's like this, sir. You are the most vicious, cold-hearted, dictatorial commandant in the whole of Germany.
Thank you.
Because of you, morale has plummeted. The men are entirely cowed and terrified.
Of me? Really?
Of course, sir. The men are doing nothing but talk of getting out of here.
Colonel Hogan, there has never been a successful escape from Stalag 13.
And you'd like to keep it that way, wouldn't you, sir?
Very well. What do you suggest?
A dance competition. Liven things up. You could even be a judge and show men that life here isn't so bad. They may give up the big escape plan tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Oh, no. I can't believe I let that slip. They'll never forgive me.
Ha! If they want a dance competition, then one they shall have. Only it will be held tomorrow night.
But, sir, you can't... What cruel, calculating mind could conceive of such a plot?
No talking me out of this one, Hogan. You cannot trick me. There will be a dance competition beginning at...
8 p.m.
8 p.m. and nothing can stop it.
You're a hard man, Colonel. I'll give the men the bad news.
Well, Colonel?
We're on. Get Carter working on that bomb.
Yes, sir.
There is one problem, Colonel. I didn't find a partner.
Ask Schultz. I hear he's free.
I can see it now.
Shoo, 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 baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Bye, 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 baby. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Don't cry, baby. And I say don't sigh, baby. Bye, 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 baby. When I come back, we'll live a life of ease. It seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way.
I didn't know you could sing like that, Kinch.
Oh, so that step aside, Bing Crosby.
Sweet to you another day. Bye, bye, baby. Don't cry, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Your papa's off to the seven seas.
Swing it.
Oh, c'est magnifique, Colonel.
We all have our talents.
It seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. But Papa's gotta be rough now so that he can be sweet to you another day. Bye, bye, baby. And don't cry, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Say your papa's off to the seven seas.
Achtung! Was is das? What is going on here? Why are you dancing?
Clink ordered a competition for tomorrow night. Oh, and Colonel, Carter said the bomb will have a 4-minute timer. We better be blooming fast about it.
A bomb? Oh, Colonel Hogan.
Yes, Schultz?
Nothing. I see nothing. I heard nothing. I did not even get out of bed this morning.
You think we can pull this off?
We have to. The underground is counting on us.
I fold.
Wee.
Jolly good. That leaves me with a full straight. Who's it?
Not me. I know when I've been beat.
Sorry, Newkirk.
Hello, Carter.
Hi, Newkirk.
What's the matter?
Oh, I'm trying to write a letter to my girl in London, but I just can't think of anything to say.
Don't be silly. I mean, why don't you just write to her and tell her how you remember all the nice little things that happened to both of you?
Oh, I'm not any good with words.
Well, look, Carter, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tell you what to say, and you just write it down, right?
Okay.
That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz. Square. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? What a whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and we said, a nightingale sang it. Well, that's all you need, Carter. Just tell her that you love her and say that old Newkirk says aloud.
Were you ever in Berkeley Square?
Once, Andrew. Just once. Good night.
Good night, and thanks.
Seems to be going well. Time we get going.
I have the German uniforms in the back, Colonel.
Get Carter. Tell him we're on. LeBeau will have to hold the fort here.
He's entirely taken over the dance floor from the first note. French. What can you do with him?
All right. Come on.
The truck should be coming any time now.
Carter, Newkirk, take positions.
Yes, sir.
Let's hope their Gestapo uniforms fool the driver into stopping.
As long as Carter doesn't open his big mouth.
You will submit to a routine search. We've received information of possible sabotage attempt along this road.
No kidding.
Von Carter will inspect the undercarriage of this transport. All clear? You may continue.
Did you get the bomb attached?
All set, sir. 3, 2, 1.
Good work. Let's get back before they miss us.
Blimey! Look at Schultz!
I'll be. He and LeBeau do make a good couple. Clink didn't even notice we were gone. I'm hurt. I thought we were so close.
Seems we pulled it off again, sir.
It's what we do.
Also featuring the voice talent of Fiona Thrale as Helga and Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as Vera. Hogan's Heroes is the property of its respective owners. This production is for entertainment and parody purposes only, though mostly parody, of course. Released from MisfitsAudio.com in 2009. Happy 4th of July, everyone.
Music provided by Bill Holwood of BrokenSea.com.
Mr. Jones.